We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping you game ready all season, every season, with no-cost preventative care services and no-cost preventative drugs. Pacific Source, members first since 1933. Safeway, stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics, your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. Spirit Mountain Casino, have some real fun. And by First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings for our first edition of Beaver Sports Talk. From here, a couple of weeks ago, we came to you from Spirit Mountain Casino with a preview show that many of you attended. We appreciate that, but it feels like a true beginning right here tonight to be back in Corvallis, Buffalo Wild Wings, Northwest 9th Street, where a little more now, 48 hours and a half from right now, the 2019 football season kicks off. OSU versus OSU, the Cowboys and the Beavers, and it is our delight tonight to be back at Buffalo Wild Wings and have a chance to talk to head football coach Jonathan Smith, as well as starting left tackle Blake Brandel, who will be making his 37th consecutive start Friday night against Oklahoma State. So we've got a busy show. We're going to get to it here in a moment. Just a quick reminder, 7:35, the kickoff Friday night for the 123rd year of Oregon State football in the 150th anniversary of college football. So it's only year two for Coach Jonathan Smith, but he's been a big part of Oregon State football history, as you well know, and another chapter to be written, and we're really excited about what will unfold in year two with Coach Smith, his staff, and his players. And we'll talk to Jonathan about that in a moment and visit with Blake Brandel a little bit later. We'll be on the air coming up this Friday on the Beaver Sports Network at 5:30, and look forward to bringing you what I think is going to be a dynamic, exciting football game on a beautiful night for football. So Beaver Nation, let's ramp it up here in the next couple of days, get those tickets, and make sure that the right orange and black just fills Reser Stadium on Friday night. Great to be with you as we prepare for the Beavers and Oklahoma State. Coach Jonathan Smith joins us next on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium. Presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Scoring touchdowns is one way of coming out a winner. The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon State Fire Marshal want you to tackle your family's safety and help protect our homes, communities, and Oregon's forests. Everyday activities can spark a wildfire, such as mowing your grass and driving your car. So be extra careful by following fire prevention rules and carrying a shovel and plenty of water wherever you go. Remember, believe in fire safety.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back in to Buffalo Wild Wings on this Wednesday night, the first of many shows getting ready for, not only ready tonight, but next week. Ron Callen will be sitting right here, pinch hitting for yours truly, who will make a little bit of a trip for next week's game. That feels like way, way off in the distant future, but a long-awaited family vacation. We're going to take a few extra days, so I'm leaving next Monday. But by then, who knows what will have unfolded. We'll know by then. Ron Callen will be here with Coach next Wednesday night. But I think I'm speaking truthfully, Jonathan, as we welcome you in. Hawaii, I mean, that's way, 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 way down the road. It's Oklahoma State, 48 hours from now at Reser Stadium. Please join me in welcoming second-year head football coach Jonathan Smith to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good evening, Coach.
Yeah, evening.
That is a ways off next week, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's always one day at a time. I'm just thinking about tomorrow and our walkthrough and what we're going over. So,
well, you've come through camp. You've come through a January where you said guys came back together, ready to work, and you've been proud of and pleased with how guys have gotten after it from the end of last season into a walkthrough tomorrow on the eve of the season. All in all, Coach, how do you feel just about all of that heading into year two?
We're proud of the work these guys have done, you know, going all the way back to January, but specifically this August. I thought camp was really competitive. It was physical. We pushed these guys pretty hard on the field and in the meetings and the hours we were asking them to put in. So I think these guys have prepared well. And it is definitely about time to play somebody else, and I'm looking forward to kind of learning a ton about our team on Friday night.
It does take a game or two or several to kind of see what your team's all about, but do you have a feel watching your guys prepare through camp? Were you at least watching the preparation and the practices where you feel like there's some experience, veteran leadership that you feel okay right now going in?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the way we prepared and some of the guys that have played before, and we got some new additions that'll be awesome to see out there. And they put a ton of work into it. And you're always going to learn a ton game one, but I do feel like the preparation has been correct leading up to this point. And now, again, I go back to let's see how it looks on Friday.
The quarterback position draws most attention on most teams everywhere, and for understandable reasons. And you made a tough decision last weekend in announcing Jake Luton as a starter. But he emerged through that through a lot of hard work and some good competition.
There's no question. You know, his whole body of work starting all the way back to January, he's earned that opportunity to go first. You know, with the work ethic in the weight room, spring practice and in August camp, you know, I thought he's looked really sharp. And it definitely benefited him to have some competition in the room. And the way Tristan was playing, especially the way Tristan was playing late in camp, he stepped his game up huge even last week to make it really tight. And so it's like what I've been saying. I think we got two guys we can score some points with.
And the thing about Jake, too, and you believe you're going to be better across the board in pass protection and the offensive line. A good running game, again, appears to be coming together with Jamar Jefferson, Artavis Pierce, B.J. Baylor. But, you know, with the high number of sacks allowed last year, some of it was offensive line, but some of it might have been even Jake's in a better position to keep plays alive. It just looks like watching him physically.
Yeah, athletically, he's moving around better. He's completely healthy, which I don't know if I can say that even since I've been here. So, he's in great shape. And honestly, we had to take some sacks last year, meaning we had to take some chances. We had to take some shots down the field. So, again, we're going to take some sacks this year, but we'd need that number to be way down. And Jake gives us a better chance of avoiding some sacks because he is in great shape moving around.
We're going to talk about the other side of the football here as we go. We'll visit with Blake Brandel a little bit later on the show. But year two, just we touched on it in general terms. But how big is it, Coach, for you to have a quarterback in Jake and with yourself and with Coach Lindgren for two straight years in the same system? It's unbelievable that it's taken Jake this long to get to that level. How important is that?
Yeah, it's huge to have some continuity. I think it does definitely starts with Jake and him being able to come back to a system he's very familiar with. I think there's some benefit for the coach and player to know each other well, what their strengths are, what they're comfortable with, what they got to improve on. And I think that's played out, hopefully continues to play out in year two through the season. But we've emphasized some things he does really well, and that's what we want to be about offensively. And then either get him better at some things or avoid putting him in those situations. So the continuity is huge.
And what about up front where everything begins? And some of the things you've discovered, you're still waiting to kind of see how it plays out game time, but how you feel about the O-line?
Yeah, those are the guys that worked. You know, we're always trying to find the best five to put out there, and I think we got six or seven guys, really, that are deserving to start. But we got some veterans on the left side, and on the right side we'll have some new guys with Kipper and Clay, and then we've got a couple of centers that we feel awesome about, and gonna have to make a call on who gets the first snap, but you might see both those guys out there. So you always need some depth at O-line, and I think we've got some better depth than a year ago.
The tight ends, of course, are part of that, particularly guys like Tegan Quatoriano and Isaiah Smalls. We'll get to Noah in a moment. But what about their skill set, the things they helped last year in the run game, and what you expect from them as maybe developing even further this year?
Yeah, I think they're a presence for us. We want to play more than one tight end some of the times. You know, because, again, Tegan's got some strength in the run game, but he catches the ball really well. Smalls has some strength in the pass game running some routes, but he's putting his face in there in the run game. Noah's probably in between those ties. He has some strength on both sides. And even Luke Musgrave, the way he's come on as a true freshman, I wouldn't be shocked to see him out there a little bit as the season goes on playing some tight ends. So that's somewhat we want the offense to be about, putting some tight ends on the field, and we've got some guys to do it with.
In the run game, it's difficult to imagine a guy being better than Jamar was a year ago with 1,380 yards and 12 touchdowns and 254 yards, 238 yards, and yet he says, I've got to be better. He's worked hard to be better. How can he be better? Do you even see some of the improvement he has striven to make?
It's going to be tough for him to be better statistically rushing the ball, which we're still shooting for him to have a big-time year rushing the ball. But he could take a step in his game in the pass game, protection-wise, running routes and catching it, and I think he's done some of that. You know, early in his year last year, we struggled to put him in on third down with pass pro and recognizing who I got to block. This year, that won't be a hesitation. He'll be out there. And so, you know, we've thinking he's taking a nice step. He's in good shape, and I'm anxious to see him have some carries on Friday.
And that said, you also have some depth in that position group. We saw Artavis in the opener in your first game here last year break some unbelievable runs in Columbus. How's his camp gone, and do you expect him to be a big part of what you do?
Yeah, you got to have a 1-2, and we got a 1-2-3 punch the way B.J. Baylor's playing. But AP has been good and healthy. Help us on teams for sure. Made another back in the backfield to carry it. Awesome out of the backfield catching it. So he's had a good camp, and he'll definitely be out there on Friday.
Coach, what is it that B.J. has done to kind of put himself? His name has come up often going back to spring ball and through the camp. What has he done?
Well, last year he did a good job in pass pro. Like, he did a good job picking up his keys and that. And he took a step in the game and just carrying the ball, getting a better feel for outside and inside zone. He was physical. He was healthy the entire camp. Didn't miss a practice. Started and finished every practice, which is tough to do at running back. And so he's got some durability to him. So those things kind of stood out for him to be in this mix of playing on Friday.
Calvin Tyler Jr. is also a guy back. What about him, and does he have a chance to impact in that rotation?
You know, Calvin, we were excited about him until he got hurt last year, and then we didn't see him for about a year. And now that he's getting back into the mix, and he's pretty much full 100% and going, he's another guy that's got some talent carrying it. So we got some depth at that position.
In the receiving core, you had a dynamic duo at times a year ago with Isaiah Hodgins and Trevon Bradford. Still waiting on Trevon to get fully re-engaged. But what about the camp Isaiah's had? I look at him, and he strikes me as almost the complement on the receiving side to Jake Luton, a quarterback, just in terms of his body. He was good last year, but he looks better this year.
Yeah, he might have had the best camp out of the entire team, the way the guy worked. Didn't miss a practice, route running, blocking some people. He's doing some stuff on special teams. He's a threat, not just with his catching radius, but I think he's defined his routes even better. He got faster in the offseason, so we're counting on him in a big way.
And waiting on Trevon in the meantime, you know, Tyjon Lindsey coming to he's had a very good camp from what I understand.
He really did. Same thing. Every practice, missed some time in the spring, and so it was huge for him to have a big August, and he had it. We feel good about what he can do with the ball once it gets in his hands. He's a route runner. He's competitive. He'll be on special teams. So we like the depth in the receiver room, especially when we get Bradford back.
And a couple of other guys to mention who may indeed impact it Friday night and throughout. But Champ Flemings and Josiah Irish, are they guys that you feel
they'll be
good about what they've done?
Yeah, they'll be out there. You know, Champ continues. He's detailed his game in the past game. Irish is still a deep ball threat. He can really run. Both those guys will contribute on special teams. And you need to have more than one guy. I mean, they can double team one receiver. They can't double team them both. And so we need to have more than one.
And finally, I mentioned we'd get back to Noah. I left him kind of in his own category because he just strikes me as a guy healthy, finally. I mean, really feeling good, and a guy that, because of that, no more basketball, which he had when he first got here. He's had all kinds of physical injury issues. Mm-hmm. But a healthy Noah Tongia could mean a lot to this
team. Yeah, it'd make a difference. You know, if he can stay out there and go, and again, like we were talking about, pass game and run game, has some leadership to him, work ethic, because he can be a threat that way in a tight end position where how do they decide to match up with a tight end of that athletic. It makes a difference on how we're calling plays and hopefully moving the ball.
Now, speaking of final thing on offense, we'll take a break, come back, talk a little bit about defense and special teams. Blake Brandel coming up. You prepare for a very talented Oklahoma State team across the board. There's a lot of big-time talent on both sides of the ball. Jim Knowles in his second year as a defensive coordinator. They've kind of revamped their front, it looks like, with some JC additions, a transfer, and Israel Antoine, who you're familiar with from Colorado. In the main, what are some of the aspects about this Oklahoma State defense that have jumped out at you?
Yeah, you know, anytime you get a first game, you got the whole season previous to look at them. And so there's 13 games, and there's some variety in their scheme in those 13 games. So you don't exactly know what you're going to get. They're going to have some new faces defensively, but in general, their style is an aggressive style. They want to get after the quarterback, even in the secondary, aggressive in the run game. And so we got to be prepared for that and try to take advantage of it.
And a very good cornerback, one of the best in the Big 12 the last couple of years, and A.J. Green leading a good secondary.
Yep.
But the Beavers have gone to work on the other side of the ball. We'll spend some time with Coach Smith talking about the Beavers' defense in year two with Coach Tibisar and some new additions to that defense. We'll hear from Blake Brandel a little bit later, and we'll just talk about the special nature of Friday night, a beautiful night, a showcase for the community on national TV, and a little bit just about the excitement of home openers in general. As we continue our conversation with Jonathan Smith, thanks for being here tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings as we head into week one for the Beavs and Oklahoma State on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness.
Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
And that's how I think you're going to get the lowest toner and maintenance costs across your network.
Excellent. Let's try it again. Yeah.
Can you not do the whistle thing?
Nope. It's my favorite part.
Are you a driven, ambitious college grad looking for a job on a world-class team with the best sales training in the country? Come to Pacific Office Automation. Don't settle for just a job. Start a career. Apply at pacificoffice.com/careers. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back in, everybody. Buffalo Wild Wings on this Wednesday night, about 48 hours away from the kickoff for the 123rd season of Oregon State football. The gentleman to my right has been a big part of Beaver football history. And before we get to talking a little bit about the other side of the ball and the defense and special teams a little bit, and Oklahoma State coming in as one of the more compelling openers in Reser Stadium history. In fact, going back to 1953 when Parker Stadium opened, this is only, by my count, the fourth time that the Beavers have opened at home with a Power 5 team, Wisconsin being the last time in 2012. Anybody go to that game? Remember the victory over Wisconsin coming out of the gate? We're looking forward to something along similar lines Friday night. But Coach Smith, any opener is exciting, but there is a lot to this one. A pretty intriguing matchup. Fans are getting excited for it. I mean, it's a big showcase for two Power 5 programs.
There's no question, and I think our guys are excited about it. You know, with the, a great program in regards to what they've done the last 10, 15 years, coming out here, which we don't see very often that far, being on national television Friday night, Reser Stadium. So I know our guys are excited about it and anxious to get it going.
What are the things, as you've watched Mike Gundy build that program and the offense that has been so dynamic, prolific. It hasn't just been one style. It's been a multiple style, and you're looking, I'm sure, to see a lot more of that Friday night, but it's been a pretty high-powered offense.
It has for a long time. They've always had receivers, and you can see still see them playing in the NFL right now, and they've been productive offensively, scoring a bunch of points. And again, the quarterback play, receiver play, Oklahoma State, you think about the last 10, 12 years, it's been at a high level.
And he has not, Coach Gundy hasn't named a starter. Are you preparing for both Drew Brown and Spencer Sanders? And, you know, what you know about either, it's a little bit of a different skill set with each guy.
It is a little bit, and you just can't go out there and chase ghosts. You got the film. You know what kind of the offense we feel it's going to look like. And so whoever's behind center, we're attacking it the same way.
They do have, and, you know, for your secondary, but I'm sure your guys are looking forward to the challenge. But in Tylan Wallace, there's one of the better guys in the country without question.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we want to play good teams. We've got good players and challenge like that. And so it'll be a big challenge for our secondary, but a horrible defensive unit because they got to be able to rush the passer so it doesn't put so much stress on those guys on the back end. But he's a big-time player, and he's not alone. They got a couple of other guys that have been productive, and they've been able to score last year. So it's a challenge.
A challenge that your defense in year two with Coach Tibbisaw, when we talk about the offensive side and Jake being in year two, what about the value of having Coach Tibbs back? Blue Adams is a new voice in the secondary, but for the most part, same stuff, terminology, continuity, yep. Experience with guys gained last year under fire, plus some addition in some dynamic personnel. What are your thoughts about year two defensively?
Yeah, it's definitely year two, and I feel good about the continuity, like you're saying, and I appreciate the defensive staff taking a deep look at year one. Okay, how are we going to improve this thing? And it wouldn't just be one thing to improve it. And so some of it was growth and development of the current player coming back. We needed some immediate help with some new additions. I think we accomplished that. And then, you know, we got to look at our scheme and make a slight tweak or two. Not overhaul. I will say we were running some good stuff on defense, but making some tweaks to really help our guys back to, again, year two, knowing our guys' strengths and weaknesses from year one. All of that combined, confident, it'll look better this year.
Part of getting more physical and tougher up front, you wanted to kind of revamp that. You addressed it through the junior college ranks a little bit. And Simon Sandberg, who's not quite ready to go yet, but Jordan Whitley, James Rawls, yep. You know, plus some returning guys in that defensive front that, again, give you a better chance to be more physical up front.
Yeah, I think we got some more depth there. It's definitely been more competitive there up front. And like you said, some of those additions have added the competition in depth. And then, again, guys returning have really done some good things. Hodges played as a true freshman, learned some things. Now he's into year two. And then, you know, Elu himself, you know, getting himself in better shape so he can get out there and make a difference. So I think as a whole, as a group, those guys have taken a step from year one to year two.
Speaking of a group, man, an overall position group, both outside linebackers and inside linebackers, could that be, I mean, you feel like expected to be a position of strength?
Yeah, in both linebacker spots, like you said. And it's back to this, you know, we've got some guys that have played youngsters and have been taking their game to another level. Got new additions at both outside and inside backer with Avery Robertson side, Addison Gunn the outside. We feel like we got some depth there. Added the inside and outside backers, and we're going to need it because, you know, you're putting four of them out there at a time to create some havoc and make some plays.
And as frustrating as times may have been at, you know, last year on the defensive side, the value in getting a lot of reps for John McCartan, Matthew Tago, do you expect that to kind of come home and help you this year?
Yeah, both those guys. One in the weight room, they've grown, but then the reps they had as freshmen, and they did some good things. It wasn't just all awful or something. And then going into year two, both those guys are better than they were a year ago, and that's what we're expecting really across the board of any returning player that have taken a step in their game.
Such as, again, in linebackers, both inside and Shamar Smith and Hamika Rashid Jr. on the outside, all guys part of the defense last year, and they made plays along the way, too.
Yeah, I really like where Shamar's at, what he's done. I mean, he's been physical, he's running, he's in the best shape of his life right now. Ham did some good things, and kind of leadership-wise on the defense, but also contributed on special teams. That guy's been a difference maker on special teams. And so, like I said, we got some more depth and some more guys there.
What about the back end? And first of all, the one new voice in your coaching staff, but a guy that certainly was in concert with your philosophy and yourself, Coach Tibisaar's. In Blue Adams, I had the guys that I talked to who play for him love him, and he's brought a good voice to the team.
Yeah, see, I thought he's brought some great energy to just that group in general. The safeties in the corners, I think he's adapted really well with those guys. He's pushed them pretty hard, a new voice, and, you know, he's been going on them. But I do think those guys have taken a step, that some of these guys that have played last year have bought into what he's teaching, and he's got them playing fast and hard, and so we definitely like having Blue here.
When we talk about people who've transferred in, and we've kind of been waiting on Avery Roberts and Addison Gums, and they'll finally get to make their debuts on Friday night. But another guy that certainly I know you're glad to have in the mix, in the rotation Friday night, is Nashawn Wright, yep. a junior college guy who is long and rangy and quick, and you're going to need him to play Friday, I would
think. Yeah, he's definitely long, and he's picked it up pretty quick, you know, because he was a late addition kind of in the summer. Came in decent shape and got himself in pretty good shape through August and has made some plays. Anytime a corner out there standing 6'3", 6'4", you know, we talk about receivers catching radius. Well, the guy covering him has some radius and makes things tougher. So he's been a nice addition, and you'll definitely see him on Friday.
We've got a lot of the thing I love about offensive line guys, and we're going to take a break and come back with Blake Brandel here in a moment. These guys stick together, don't they?
Heck yeah. Look at that. I get the whole crew out here. Get a little bite to eat. I think Blake's buying the whole dinner, so yeah.
It is. We'll make sure we'll get Blake accountable on that here in a few minutes when Blake Brandel, starting left tackle, joins us. But it's great to see. And this is a picture, Jonathan, of what you're trying to build here. I mean, this is a group of young men who worked hard, and they're together. And you want that to be across the board, your 100-plus guys. That's what this program looks like.
Yeah, no question. Just like we're talking about on the field, we want to improve year one to year two. Same thing in our culture, on our day-to-day of guys. And I think that adds value to the experience. We all love football. These guys do. They love working hard and playing in games and winning games. But also they're making lifelong memories and lifelong relationships while we're doing it.
Well, just a quick thought on special teams before we turn you loose. It looks like a lot of good work being done there. Do you feel good about your return guys and your kickoff coverage, punt coverage, return units on both sides, the kicking game? I mean, what are your overall thoughts about how that's come together in the camp?
Yeah, I feel awesome about Daniel Rodriguez, the way he's punting it, and really the way Jordan's kicking it, those two guys. I think we've got some depth in those two positions, though, as well, and that added to their competition. Just like I'm saying, O&D has some more depth and more competition. I think that's created better guys on, you know, when we're kicking off and running down or on our return games. So I want us to take a step on special teams as well. And so just as a whole, you know, year one to year two, constant state of improvement. And we've done that through camp, and now it's time for us to be able to show it on Friday.
And finally, Coach, on Friday, you know, for Beaver Nation, a lot of folks have come out here tonight to support you and Blake, and great to have the O-line unit here. But Friday night and Reese in a special community on a beautiful night. It's going to be a gorgeous weather, mid-80s by day, cooling into the 70s. Couldn't be any better. The importance that Beaver Nation, the impact that it can have Friday night for your team could be pretty big.
Yeah, there's no question they can make a huge impact, you know, coming in with some energy and crowd noise. And, again, we start making some plays and getting the crowd into the game and making it hard on the opposing offense, we're counting on that. I do think that's a big step for us to get this program where we want it. We need to get it back to a home field advantage, and those crowds that Reeser can create is a huge part of that. And so, yeah, we want to have some energy in the stadium.
Coach, thanks for getting us started here tonight on another year of Beaver Sports Talk at Buffalo Wild Wings. So excited about year two. Really looking forward to what we'll unfold. Thanks for coming down and taking time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Let's hear it for head football coach Jonathan Smith getting us started at Buffalo Wild Wings. When we return, it'll be Blake Brandel joining us as Beaver Sports Talk continues from Buffalo Wild Wings, 48 hours away on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear savvy shoppers, get to Toyota's national clearance event for end of summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Alaska Airlines is proud to support the Oregon State Beavers all season long. Whether you're catching the game at Reser Stadium or following the team on the road, make sure your sky-high cheering keeps the Beavers competing until the final play. Alaska will fly you wherever the Beavers fly, especially with the most non-stops from Portland. Pack your jersey, your game face, and your victory chants. Visit AlaskaAir.com to book your road game flights now. Go Beavs!
How'd you like to watch the next OSU Beavers football home game while sampling microbrews, wine, and culinary delights on the terrace? Sounds pretty good, right? Les Schwab has partnered with the Oregon State Beavers for your chance to win 4 tickets to the terrace along with an OSU swag bag. Enter to win right now at osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. That's osubeavers.com/Les Schwab. Take me to the terrace at Reser Stadium, presented by Les Schwab Tires, proud member of the Beaver Nation.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
Hey, Beaver Nation, it's tailgate time. Get ready for the game at your local Safeway. You'll find all the tailgate essentials, including USDA choice beef, hand-breaded fried chicken, and ready-to-go fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. Plus, all season long, buy 5 participating products and receive a code making you eligible to enter the Score Big Sweepstakes for a chance to win amazing prizes, like groceries for an entire year. Stop into Safeway, the exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. No purchase necessary. Visit rules at cwseries.com.
Dear savvy shoppers, get to Toyota's national clearance event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models, like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Buffalo Wild Wings as we approach the eve of the 2019 college football season. So excited about it, and I know there's a lot of guys here that are as well. Thanks to Jonathan Smith for getting us rolling. Before we even talk to the man himself and Blake Brandel, starting left tackle, getting ready to make his 37th consecutive start, going to put a little pressure on the man because he brought everybody with him, Blake. And as you hear your name, I know Beaver Nation wants to put a face to the name. So who did you bring with you tonight, Blake?
All right, so starting at the head of the table, we got Noose Kibonum.
Hey, Noose.
Clay Cordasco.
Hey, Clay.
Nathan Eldridge. Tanner Miller. Andre Beal. Nick Suing. Brian Espinoza. We got Thomas Seo. Jalen Bush. Jake Levengood. And then Brandon Kipper.
Let's hear it for the Oregon State offensive line 2019. Blake, in naming all those guys, what are your thoughts about that group and what's ahead for you this year?
I think we've had a great fall camp, continue to gel together. Obviously, we're a close group. Fall camp, we've been together just seems like about every hour of the day for the past month. And now we're still hanging out, you know. You'd think we'd want a little bit of a break, but, yeah, here we are.
Blake, now, is that something that happens just because, I mean, you guys are in the trenches together and Coach Mahalchuk works you like crazy and you kind of have to hang together through the whole thing? Or is it because you genuinely like each other and you want to hang out?
No, I think we all like each other, but that's O-line, too. Yeah. I think O-line is usually one of the closest, if not the closest group, so...
Coach Mahalchuk, I've known since he was here the first time around in 99-2000 with Coach Erickson, and I loved how he worked back then. He's experienced a lot and grown a lot. His voice comes through the practice more than any other coach. What's he like to play for?
No, he's awesome. I think he brings kind of that next level that kind of gets you going. He's got the tenacity, and he kind of breeds that in us, so... You know, I think he's a great coach, and he's taught us a ton. He has a ton of experience, and it's an honor to play for someone like that. So,
Blake Brandel joining us, getting ready for start number 37 in a row. That's hard to do, Blake. And does it go back to just staying in the best? I mean, you never know in this life, but you've worked hard at conditioning, you've stayed in the best possible shape. So I know that's not easy. What are your thoughts about 36 straight starts?
I think I'm really lucky, honestly. That's what it kind of comes down to. It's O-line is a physical position, so, you know, a lot of guys get hurt. So I've been super lucky to play in a ton of games, and hopefully we can play in a bunch more.
Now, you've got Gus Lavaca by you, and you two together, very solid anchoring the left side. But you mentioned the names. The guys will be over the ball in Nathan and in Noose, and guys that will start listed at least initially on the right side in Clay Cordasco and Brandon Kipper. What are your thoughts? Let's talk about from center on over and the work you've seen from Nathan and Noose and from Clay and from Brandon that makes you excited about the group.
Yeah, I think they're all solid guys, and, you know, it kind of starts with your assignment. You know, you got to know what you're doing, and I think we're there. I think, you know, speaking about Oklahoma State, it's like they bring some unique things, and I think we're picking it up well. And then, you know, you look at the technique, and everyone's out there, you know, Kip. Yeah, but, I mean, I think it's just a solid unit, and I think we've got a ton of guys that could come in and play at any moment, and they'd pick it up doing great. And, no, I mean, I'm excited to get out there on the field and play with these guys because they're 100% my brothers. So.
And you've got a challenge in Oklahoma State. Now, statistically, and numbers don't, you know, sometimes they can get skewed. They don't mean a whole lot. From a numbers standpoint, they did not, quote, have a great season statistically on defense last year. But as you've been studying film and locking in, they do present some challenges with just the way they play.
Of course, yeah. No, I mean, I think it starts with they do just some unique things that you normally don't see on, you know, with fronts and kind of different things happening. But they've got some guys, too. They've got some guys that have played in some games, and then they've got young guys that, you know, it's kind of hard to watch film sometimes because they haven't seen a ton of games, but I think they've got a solid group up front, and it's going to be a great challenge, and I can't wait.
How much do you watch Blake and Tim? Tim Tibisaw was talking about Addison Gums. They did a podcast with Addison this week. The newcomer outside linebacker, I think, is going to have a huge impact on the other side. But Coach Tibisaw said, I love the kid. He wants to come in when he was rehabbing last year, watch film, more film, wanted to learn, wanted to absorb. Throughout your career, how much film study have you done? How valuable is that?
I mean, you can never not watch enough. There's always something to be found, something to learn. So that's a huge part of the game. And I think as you get older, you kind of understand that more. And, you know, just looking at fall camp and kind of this game prep week, we have had a ton of free time because obviously we're not in school right now. So we have I can't even start, you know, how much film we watch. And, you know, it gets funny sometimes because we're in there for so long and we end up goofing around and everything. But no, I mean, we've watched so much, and I think we're ready
to play somebody, right?
Yeah, hit someone else besides our guys.
What's your anticipation, Blake, about Friday night? You've talked about growing up coming to Reser Stadium when it was popping, when it was full, when it was loud, when there were upsets over big time teams. You saw that growing up. It kind of was one of the things that attracted you to the Oregon State program. You guys want to revive that, recreate that. Friday night's a great place to start, huh?
Yeah, no. There's something about a new season that is, it's hard to describe. You know, it's the possibility of, you know, going undefeated, which is a goal, and you start with one game at a time. But, yeah, I remember going to Reser, and it was loud and exciting and everything, and we want to get back to that, so.
We'll take a break and talk more with Blake Brandel about the challenge ahead with Oklahoma State, about just the excitement level with all of his guys up front. We'll talk to him a little bit about what to expect on the other side, too, because you've been grinding it out in camp against some good defensive players. So more with Blake Brandel from Buffalo Wild Wings. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. Beaver Sports Talk on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Kona, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Unitas Community Credit Union and Oregon State have partnered to create the Dream Come True program to fulfill one child's dream for every home Beaver football game this season. This program will help provide a lasting experience to individuals 8th grade age or younger and their families who are experiencing an unfortunate time of serious illness. For over 80 years, Unitas Community Credit Union has been making a meaningful impact in the lives of our families, friends, and neighbors, and is proud to partner with Oregon State Athletics. To learn more about the Dream Come True program, visit osubeavers.com/dreamcometrue.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland, Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
The key to a successful event is clear communication. Make it a wireless day using Motorola two-way radios or push-to-talk phones. Day Wireless's systems make communication simple with a push of a button. You can have immediate access to an individual or your whole crew. Day Wireless's rental division features Motorola two-way radios and push-to-talk phones. For rentals that cover a day, week, or month, Day Wireless's rental division has your needs covered. Call 503-659-1240 for details. Day Wireless Systems. What wireless wonder can they do for you?
Hey, I'm Jason from Pacific Office Automation.
Great. I'm sorry. Are you wearing a cape?
Absolutely, Jim.
Why?
At Pacific Office Automation, we transform the way offices of all sizes manage their workflow. We're experts at assessing your technology and getting you the solutions you need.
Wow. The cape does make sense.
From copy, print, and scan to managed IT and unified communications, Pacific Office Automation is your one-stop shop to optimize your workflow. Visit pacificoffice.com. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Grill? Check. Cooler? Check. Reser's Deli Salads? A must! Reser's Deli Salads, like original potato salad, macaroni salad, and coleslaw, are as essential to game day as friends, team pride, and questionable orange-faced painting decisions. Reser's Deli Salads go with any game day meal, from burgers to ribs to brats, and are made with home-style recipes and fresh ingredients, so you know the whole crew will love them. Be sure to grab Reser's Deli Salad in your grocery deli before the game. Reser's Deli Salads. Fun times and game day made easy.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
We are back at Buffalo Wild Wings. Our last few minutes, we'll be drawing for some prizes, so hang on to those tickets. As soon as the show is over, we're going to draw a couple of raffle tickets, and that's part of the show every week. Come down and you'll walk away, a good chance to walk away with some great Beaver gear from the OSU Beaver store. So we look forward to doing that here at the end of the show. Jonathan Smith joined us from the outset. We're visiting with Blake Brandel and all of his friends from the O-line are here. Blake, what about the offense? It all starts with you guys up front. You do so sometimes with relative anonymity compared to what Jake Luton and Isaiah Hodgins and Jamar Jefferson and the attention that guys like that get. But it seems like most O linemen, I mean, you're okay with that. You kind of want to do your work, get the job done, and if you draw media attention, fine, but that's not what you're all about.
Yeah, I think it's that's what makes the position group kind of cool, and that's what brings us so close together is, you know, that's what we care about is winning football games. And not to say that the other guys don't, but when you don't have any of the shine, it's makes it a little bit different, and it's been a blast, and there's nothing like opening up a hole and then seeing Jamar, you know, bust through it. So,
and you feel like the work you'll do up front is going to lead to a lot of good stuff. How do you like your offense and how it's developed and played through this camp?
Yeah, I think we can do anything. I think, you know, our options are limitless. Yeah. I mean, we can throw the ball, we can run the ball, we've got a bunch of different things that we can do, so... You know, as long as we do our job up front, I think those guys will take care of the rest.
Is there any, I guess, one or two players that just as you've watched and you've seen film after practice and so on, maybe it's a newcomer in Tajon whom we haven't seen, maybe it's growth in year two for Josiah and Champ. We know about Isaiah. We know about Noah and what he's capable of. We look for Trevon Bradford to get back soon. Is there a guy or two you've looked at and said, hey, Beaver Nation's going to like this guy?
I mean, I've got to say Isaiah Hodgins, some of the stuff that he does on the football field, it's like, okay, that just happened, you know, that would be a top 10 play day in, day out. But, you know, I think Champ Flemings, and I don't know, he's obviously a smaller guy, yeah. But that dude plays with a lot of heart, and I can't wait to see him get out there, and, you know, he's going to shock a lot of people, you know, smaller guy, so.
We look forward to it. We've talked a lot about it. And hoping for, and I know guys have worked very hard in year two on the other side, so you see them every day you compete against the defense. Do you have conviction in your heart that the other side of the ball is going to be considerably better?
Yeah, I think so, and I think the great thing about you know, having this year together is, like, we get a little bit better, and then that forces them to get a little bit better, and we kind of bounce back and feed off of one another, and so I think our defense is doing a great job right now, and they're presenting challenges when we go up against them that they can be hard to stop at times, or I guess they're good at stopping us. But, yeah, I think our defense is going to do great. I just can't wait for Friday.
That sense of anticipation building Friday night against Oklahoma State, it's one of the more compelling openers at home that the Beavers have ever had. to take the field no matter who you're playing. And, you know, it would be no disrespect to a Weber State or a Cal Poly or whomever, but it is Oklahoma State. How much has that kind of galvanized everyone's attention? Like, hey, this is a Power Five Friday night national TV. You're aware of all of those kind of stories. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Oh, it's big time football. Yeah. No, I don't think any one of us can wait. It's going to be an awesome game, awesome atmosphere. So, you know, we're going to get out there and we're going to play some ball.
Is there a biggest key or two to winning the football game, which is what you're all about? But from your perspective offensively, to see that that can happen, is there a big thing or two that you've got to get done to make sure that happens?
I think just going out there and relaxing, you know, first game of the season, and it's a big one. So, you know, guys might tense up a little bit, especially guys where, you know, maybe they haven't played a ton of ball, but go out there, relax, have some confidence, and, you know, just go and play hard, and I think we'll do great.
When you come into this year, I mean, anytime it's a senior year for someone, you've gone through a lot. You've been through a lot in the program with a lot of these guys right here. Not that you didn't prepare seriously for the other seasons, but do you feel even a greater sense of weight, emphasis on making sure that you kind of go out right and hand this thing off as Jonathan continues to build the program?
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, just being it's senior year, you kind of have this added maybe motivation, you know, in the off season. It's like I've got one more go around, so I got to make it all count, do it all, you know, the right way. And, yeah, I want to see this, you know, I've been a lifelong Beaver fan, so I want to see this program in the right direction. I want to see, you know, however many years from now they're still winning bowl games and, you know,
well, people. We believe in looking at this group that you brought in with you tonight, looking at you, talking to Coach, excited about what will unfold beginning Friday night at Reser Stadium. Blake, it's been a true pleasure to watch your career here at Oregon State, and we'll look forward to seeing you Friday night and throughout. Let's hear it for one of the rocks on this team, one of the great leaders, starting left tackle Blake Brandel. We break and we come back with a final segment looking ahead to the season opener Friday night against Oklahoma State. We'll draw for some prizes as well. From Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
Oregon State football returns to Reser Stadium this fall for head coach Jonathan Smith's second season back with the Beavers. Season tickets are now available with a limited quantity starting at $99 via phone or in person at the Gill box office. The season starts August 30th. Don't miss the action. To secure your seats, call a representative at 541-737-2050 or visit beavertickets.com today.
You don't have to fly away to get away. Just a short drive from Portland. Spirit Mountain Casino is known as the Northwest's premier entertainment destination, bringing headline entertainment to your own backyard. You'll find the latest country singers, legendary rock bands, and show-stopping comedians performing live at Spirit Mountain Casino. Get your tickets today for an unforgettable entertainment experience. Go to spiritmountain.com to see who's coming next. Have some real fun.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business loan or line of credit from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. Same-day approval and funding is available for eligible applications. Apply in less than 10 minutes at usbank.com/fundmybusiness. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender.
Dear Savvy Shoppers, get to Toyota's National Clearance Event for end-of-summer savings on all your favorite models like Camry, Tacoma, and RAV4. Learn more at Toyota.com and visit your local Toyota dealer. The deals end September 3rd. Toyota, let's go places.
My thanks to Jonathan Smith and Blake Brandel here tonight. I know some of the other guys from the team are here. It's a tremendous feeling building up. The momentum is building. We're now closing in on 7:35 Friday night at Reser Stadium for year 123 of Oregon State football. It's the 150th anniversary of college football. It's a special year, and I think the Beaver football team is sitting on an exciting year two with Coach Smith, just visiting with Blake on and off the air. There's a sense of confidence that has been built since the end of last season through the offseason, infusion of talent, returning players. Sean Wilson's here tonight. He's going to have a big year this year. He gets a big challenge out of the gate with Tylan Wallace and Dylan Stoner and those guys, but I know they're looking forward to seeing what they're able to do against some of the best guys in the country at their positions. And the Beavers have some of the best guys in the nation at theirs as well. So it's shaping up to be a big night Friday night. Make sure you get your tickets and don't miss out on what I think is going to be a special night at Reser Stadium on Friday with a 7:35 kick. Thanks to all of you for coming in. Here's the two numbers for prizes from Buffalo Wild Wings. 489 right here to Big Lou. Thanks, Lou. And one more goes to 497. 497 gets a prize. Thanks to all of you for coming. Ron Callen will be here next week with Jonathan Smith. Let's hear a Go Bees from everybody as we wrap it up from Buffalo Wild Wings. See you Friday night at Reser Stadium on the Beaver Sports Network. From Learfield, I am G. Collins.
On the Beaver Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College, Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Willamette Valley's own Pacific Source Health Plans, keeping its members game ready every day. Learn more at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com. Safeway. Stop into Safeway, your exclusive grocery partner of Oregon State Athletics. Your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. First Interstate Bank. First Interstate Bank is the proud sponsor of the Oregon State Athletics Community Hero Program. And by Spirit Mountain Casino. Spirit Mountain Casino is a proud partner of Oregon State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.